Gary, I'm curious, you know, when you are, your goal is to shut down and be a point. Do you get the jobs argument thrown back at you all the time?
Oh, absolutely. And Entergy throws a lot of money around to bring minority people into meetings and to get labor in there. The reality is that decommissioning is a labor-intensive, long-term proposition. So the transition, you know, it's not like when Indian Point closes, everybody is going away. That plant will still need to be maintained, and decommissioning will be a lot of labor jobs. But it does get thrown back at us. And the reality is that development of renewable technologies are also job creators. They're new job creators. So, you know, that for the industry, they're just big business. You know, everybody's jumping up and down about the jobs that will be lost if Indian Point closes. You know, a number of years ago, there was a General Motors factory plant in Tarrytown. That closed. There wasn't this kind of hysteria about jobs being lost. This is part of this capitalist economy that we live in. And there are alternatives. And, you know, again, that plant is going to close sometime. It's not infinite. What I'm trying to do is make sure that it closes before we have a catastrophe, and to stop making more nuclear waste for which there is no solution.
I just want to say something very quickly. The panel may not know that this city of Hudson has been dominated by mining since the 19th century, and so a lot of these issues are very familiar to us.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that it's just so interesting to see this now, the way the corporations work at having the people against each other, mm-hmm. on both sides of the issue. We have this in Athens now with the Western Park Partners Project. We had an election this week that perhaps even quite settled, that has come into the community. Hudson has gone through some of this, I think, on the St. Lawrence cement, and it stays in the community, unfortunately. And we have to realize, people, I feel, that the enemy is the corporation.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean it stays in the community? I don't understand. The vision. The
people who don't talk to each other.
Ah.
Momentum, progress.
So we should talk to Athens, and you should talk to Athens.
Well, the people in Athens talking to each other, and the people in Hudson, and everybody.
Right.
But I just think that it's, we just have to, it works on race. I mean, it's not only this issue, it works, I think, on race, and, you know, the working class man, woman, has been, you know, taught that their enemy is the working class Hispanic and black. And where the enemy for both is the corporation, my opinion.
Yeah. So I think one of the things I would like to do is to see an end to the town meeting, because I find that nobody changes their mind, even though they might get all kinds of information. But when I go into uranium country and talk to folks out there one-on-one, it could be a real conversation. And if you listen to people honestly and take their concerns seriously, eventually they'll often come out and say, well, you know, we'd rather have a better job than what the uranium mine offers. But you have to get them out of this politicized fight that we're so accustomed to in order to really be honest about what they want.
I think they feel they have no other choice.
Right.
And I think you have to talk about what are the alternatives. What do we do instead of this to help create jobs and build our community and come together around that? That's not happening. And the media, you know, so many people get their information through the TV, and when you control the airwaves and the advertising, when you have the money to advertise, you keep selling the same message over and over and over again. People don't hear any other message because it takes money to educate and inform. And it becomes very difficult to sway those people who've made up their mind that, you know, they're going to be for or against it. because they've listened and they've just shut down and there's no more educating going on.
Right.
So I think coming together on how do we work on improving job creation and come at it a different way is hopeful to me. Anyway.
Yeah. And so, I was just going to say, many of these places where fracking or mining are really good locations for renewable energy development.